Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. I love this story of Jesus for us to start the season together. People are too busy to come to the party, too busy to eat bread in the kingdom of God. And the great dinner invitation has been denied by many, with many excuses, regrets, other priorities. Everything has been made ready, and when others cannot come, the host says, "Bring all those who wear their needs a little bit more visibly on the outside." The impoverished, the struggling, the limping, and the lost. Whatever the need, there is lots of room. Today we find ourselves amongst the invited. We're checking if this Lent we have room to say yes to Jesus in a new way. The one who was called by God beloved. The one who spent time in the wilderness. And so we find ourselves in the wilderness. We often have heard the wilderness talked about or preached as a place of danger, something unmapped and wild. But the truth is that the wilderness forms us. It shapes us. And many of our ancient stories take place in the wilderness. Moses encountering the burning bush, the prophets surviving persecution, shepherds hearing the angels on the hillside say, "Peace be with you, do not be afraid." And the desert mothers and fathers were drawn to the wilderness to listen in a deeper way, to let the noise of the wind and the season bring to light the quiet within. And you could map your own life this morning, the places or moments of wilderness where you have stood on a precipice and experienced the awe of creation, the wild and the holy spaces that have formed us, that have shaped us. The wilderness calls out of us what we didn't know we needed or what we already had. It was out of the wilderness that Jesus spent 3 years teaching. In fact, his ideas, his prayers were fired in the wilderness. So whether you find yourself this Lent currently in the wilderness or reflecting back on another wilderness time or walking with someone who's struggling or seems lost, you are not alone. You are invited. You are accompanied. You are being formed. And you're also amongst the creatures of the wild. In scripture, grasshoppers often appear when people feel small or vulnerable or uncertain. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 33, the people of God say, "We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes." They are standing on the edge of promise, yet fear makes them shrink back. Lent, too, brings us to this honest place where we face our limits and our doubts, the ways we sometimes see ourselves as less than God intends. Yet grasshoppers are also creatures of movement and transformation. They shed their skins. They leap forward in response to the rhythms of the land. And Lent invites us to a similar shedding, a letting go of habits, of assumptions or distractions that no longer serve life. And we learn again how to move in step with God's Spirit, to pay attention to where the wind blows, where the good crops are. And grasshoppers, they live close to the ground, attentive to what sustains them day by day. Lent draws us back to the groundedness, to prayer and fasting, to acts of generosity and careful attention to the ordinary places where God meets us. And spiritually, the grasshopper doesn't always have the best reputation because we think of the grasshopper as a plague or a locust. But it can symbolize abundance, good fortune, perseverance, taking leaps of faith, but also feeling small, facing obstacles. And depending on cultural context, from ancient Chinese luck tokens to biblical metaphors for human frailty, the grasshopper can be compared to God. Or the Hopi see them as messengers of balance, representing times of preparation, transformation, or overcoming what we think of as limitations, because collectively, they are strong. And so, we get curious. This won't be the only symbol or sign that comes to us in this wild and holy Lent together, but the grasshopper is an invitation. May it become our companion, a curious reminder of our smallness without shame, our call to trust rather than be afraid. And the grasshopper has weathered different seasons. So if your Lenten winter seems long, may these words from poet Mary Oliver remind you of a summer day. Take your shoes off. Lie down on the grass. See from the ground level. Who made the world, she writes. Who made the swan and the black bear, and who made the grasshopper? This one grasshopper, I mean. The one who's flung herself out of the grass, and the one who's eating sugar out of my hand. Who's moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who's gazing around with her enormous, complicated eyes. And now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face, and now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is, but I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been invited to do all day. So tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild, precious life? The poets, they give us images often connected to the scriptures we know or have yet to know. They call us to be reminded that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. There is nothing we are experiencing today that is not held within God's love, which is not invited to be overlaid with Christ's strength, and that is fired with the Spirit's power. So I invite you to sing with me a song that reminds us over and over, again and again. We call to God, and in this Lenten time, God will answer.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.